This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when just at the moment that Americans worry that we may not be able to work together at all, two people who have an indissoluble bond, who work together remarkably well with close friendship, Bill and Ted. Yes, that's right. Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves. They are back with their third movie. This time it's Bill and Ted Face the Music. We will tell you whether it is an excellent adventure or not so much. And there's another film called Fatima. And it is about one of the best advertised and most documented miracles of the 20th century. The film set in 1917, and it's a beautifully done film, and it's a true story about children between the ages of 7 and 10, three of them, who had visions of the Virgin Mary. And actually, all three children are now, the third one is who just recently died in 2005, on their way to being saints of the Catholic Church. We will cover this rather remarkable film and a British import called Get Duped, about a number of hip-hop-saturated losers who are hunted during an expedition to the Scottish Highlands. A fun, dark comedy? We'll let you know. But before we do that, we're going to be speaking a little bit about the world of sports. Because right now, this always used to be one of those arenas that people could go to for refuge from some of the troubles in the world. And I remember how meaningful it was when in 2001, after 9-1-1, after 9-11, that they went back to playing baseball. And it was a big moment. That was the greatest Mariners season ever. That was a Mariners team that won 116 games. But you remember President Bush threw out the first pitch in, I think it was in Yankee Stadium. And people were back in the stadium and life was back to normal. I mean, sports can have such a healing effect. But does it help when the star quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, whose name is Ryan Tannehill, gives us a lecture on racism? Now, let me explain to you. Ryan Tannehill is not black. He is not a person of color. He is a white kid from Big Springs, Texas. He went to Texas A&M. He's an Aggie. And he played before for the Miami Dolphins, and he's been with the Tennessee Titans since 2019. He's made a reported $100 million for throwing a football very well. That's $100 million. And here is the way he spoke about the country that has rewarded him that way when he appeared with his teammates. Listen.
These systematic oppressions have been going on for a long time. Hundreds of years, this country was founded upon racist ideas, with slaves being brought here from the Day of Foundation. And those ideas have persisted throughout the last hundreds of years, and it's going to take time until we can get those all out. But we're tired.
Okay. Those ideas, what ideas is he talking about? Slavery is a great and profound evil. We had the greatest conflict in American history to eradicate that evil. And it was a conflict in which, on the Union side, over 300,000 young Americans gave their lives. Gave their lives to end slavery. And the idea that this country was founded on racist ideas? Please, I would urge Ryan Tannehill to, I don't know, I did 2 years studying colonial history at Yale, okay? So I know something about colonial history. I can tell you that you can look through all of the original sources, all of the Puritan texts, and you will not find racism. You'll find some comments about how different the Indians are, but and Roger Williams, a leading Puritan theologian, founder of Rhode Island, he talked about my brother Indian. And again, the whole idea that the nation was founded on racist ideas. Read the Mayflower Complex. Read John Winthrop's sermon about the city on a hill. And by the way, it's the same Christian tradition that was baked into this country from New England, and yes, even from Jamestown, where the first thing they set up in Jamestown in 1607 was a cross. That was 12 years before any slaves arrived, and the original slaves arrived did not arrive as slaves. They arrived as indentured servants. And the entire historical ignorance, and what's the point? Are we going to now... are we going to now give up the NFL season? And these spoiled athletes, they don't want to stand for the national anthem of the country that has rewarded them so profoundly, but they want to stand for moments of silence for Jacob Blake, who, thank God, is still alive, and may he have a speedy recovery, may he recover. And George Floyd, of course, you're not allowed to say Jacob Blake had a warrant out for his arrest for violent crimes. And George Floyd, sad life. He had spent 5 years in prison, and he had and this has come out recently, of course, gotten no coverage. He had extraordinarily high levels of drugs in his system when he was killed. So this is really what we need to do? Now, by the way, it's not just football. It's not just basketball. In baseball, the Mets and the Marlins were about to play. And the Marlins have already lost a lot of games because of COVID-19. Though they're having a great season, they could make it to these playoffs in this truncated season. But the Mets and the Marlins ending warm-ups on the field, and then they stand for a moment of silence, and then they leave the field, leaving only one thing behind. Listen to the way it sounded as it's described. Listen.
Michael Wacha has yet to throw a warm-up pitch. He's got the baseball in his glove. Meanwhile, the infielders are warming up their arms, so are the outfielders, as they would typically do. And now Lewis Brinson announced as the leadoff hitter for Miami. And all of the Marlins and Mets have come out of their dugouts. Michael Wacha takes off his hat, and all the Mets on the field are removing their hats as well. And now, after a moment of silence that lasted 42 seconds, the day before we celebrate Jackie Robinson Day, the Mets are exiting the field after both teams exchanged a wave of caps to one another. So it would appear as though, after a poignant moment, that the Mets and Marlins will not be playing baseball tonight. And a Black Lives Matter shirt left on top of home plate.
Okay, can someone explain to me how this is supposed to help the country? It's not an outrageous question, is it? Fortunately, there are some people in the world of sports who I think have much better answers to addressing some of these problems. And again, the question that I would ask, and by the way, I'll take calls on it. What is it exactly that giving up a game that you were scheduled to play, making statements like Ryan Tannehill did, what does that achieve? What's the goal? Where are we going with this? 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the current state of agitation and protest and the idea that there is something productive that occurs when the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins walk off the baseball field and decide not to play a game, leaving behind only a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. What is it they want the baseball teams to do? What is it they want anyone to do. What is the point? And there's another voice in sports, Bruce Arians, who's the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He actually challenged his players to actually try to do something positive, which isn't just protest. Listen.
Your responsibility is to take action. I don't know that protest is an action. You know, I think each guy has a personal thing. I would beg them to take action, you know, find a cause and either support it financially or do something to change the situation, because protesting doesn't do crap, in my opinion. I've been saying it since 1968.
It's great that he brings up 68, because I've been talking this week about the history of the urban violence and the campus violence, and I mentioned to you, in the year 1968, there were 20 different college campuses, most of them fairly elite college campuses, where they had to send the National Guard because people were burning things down, shutting things down, destroying property. At Columbia, they occupied a building, and that went on in New York City for several weeks, I believe. I remember very specifically it was an argument that I had with one of my law school classmates in 1970, and the classmate was later became somewhat famous as Hillary Clinton. She was then Hillary Rodham. And the argument was about this moronic student strike at Yale, throughout Yale, including the law school. And it was over a trial of Black Panthers for murder. And the evidence, no one questions the fact they murdered a Black Panther named Alex Rackley. They tortured him for 3 days because they believed that he was giving information to the FBI. He probably was. And a tape of him being tortured and begging for his life. So they killed him. So they were standing trial for murder because they killed him in New Haven. And the idea that you're going to shut down a major university because they are trying Black Panther murders for murder, this is nutty. I mean, first of all, who cares? In other words, if you're going to a university other than yourself and your parents, who are you hurting? If you all of a sudden walk out of class, no, I'm not going to go to class anymore. All right. I mean, the professors might be frustrated, but really, how is that supposed to change anything? How is any of this supposed to change anything? And Charles Barkley, a basketball great, and also sometimes full of great wisdom, talks about the players who sat out yesterday's playoff games in the NBA. Listen.
Well, Wolf, the bottom line, it's exhausting being Black, especially when you're a celebrity. You know, I love Tom Brady, but nobody asked him about what's going on in white America. Nobody asked Luka Doncic what's going on in America. White players are, you know, they've been amazing, but they don't live with the pressure that these young Black guys are going through every day. And if you look at the last, just in the last couple of months, going back to Ahmaud Arbery, Mr. Floyd, you had the young lady who was screaming at the Black guy in New York. Now you got Mr. Blake who just got shot. It's something all the time. I admire these guys for standing up, but Wolf, it's exhausting being Black because there's a double standard when you're Black, because I have to comment on everything that happens in the Black community, and it just gets the same thing with LeBron, who's our most prominent player, but man, it's just, you get tired of something all the time.
I think America's tired. America's tired of the whole thing. And the one thing he names these names, the important thing that no one says whenever they have these conversations, and I wish I could have said it back to Charles Barkley. Charles, do you know that in the last 5 years, since the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, since that time, the number of Black deaths because of interactions with police has gone down sharply, sharply. It is not going up. There's not some kind of upsurge in this. It has gone down. And the fact is that it is absolutely true. President Trump has said this, and he's right about this, that in raw numbers, it is more frequent, not as a percentage of population, but it is more frequent. Most of the people who are killed in interaction with police are white. Let us go to Linda in Los Angeles. Linda, you're on the MedVet show.
Well, thank you. I find it surprising that you don't see that the athletes, many of the athletes, they're using their power, they're using their leverage, they're using their...
professional...
Well, you didn't let me finish. To protest that this Jacob Blake is now paralyzed from the waist down, and it doesn't matter that he had a warrant for his arrest, that doesn't give the policeman any right to shoot him seven times in the back.
Absolutely right. So, again, that policeman will clearly stand trial, and I believe his life is also going to be permanently affected by this, not just Jacob Blake. And I think it's a horrible case, and I'm sorry it happened. But, again, what's the point of the protest? Where is there any indication that these officers are not going to be charged?
You didn't let me finish, but that's all right, because it's your show. But
No, go ahead. I'll finish.
Okay, the policeman has only been suspended. There's no indication right now that he's going to stand trial. And moreover,
there is a federal investigation. There is a state investigation. There is an investigation going on. And again, if you want a sort of a public lynching of people before they investigate it and get all of the evidence, that's just not the way. Policemen have rights too, you know? And again, I don't think there's any question at all, but Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd, is probably going to be in prison for the rest of his life, and should be. But the idea that without these protests, nothing would happen to these police officers who apparently did behave badly and inappropriately. But again, let the system work. There's no indication that it doesn't. Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVet show. Oh, okay. Steve, we will, I'm not sure we will get to you, but we'll try. And coming up, we also have a bunch of movies of varying quality, including Bill and Ted Facing the Music. Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out. And she has been just so outstanding. And I'm so proud of you. And we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is highlighting the state's continued fight against a devastating wildfire season.
Good news, we are seeing in terms of things going up and the percentage of containment improving in each of these larger fires.
Nearly 15,000 firefighters are currently battling over 700 active fires. About 1.4 million acres have burned in the latest round. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show in 1989, the movie-going audience was introduced to a pair of doofuses who saved the world and enlightened civilization and created world peace. Who am I talking about? Well, that's the subject of the third movie in a series, one of those titles being released by Hollyweird. Okay, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was a big hit, a little bit less so, Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure, and now Bill and Ted Face the Music. And yes, it is a little bit challenging for people who haven't seen either of the two previous films to understand what's going on with this one. But you can still enjoy Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, who still have the same... let me put it this way. They play stupidity very, very convincingly and make it almost lovable. Listen.
Bill and Ted, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes.
You were supposed to unite the world and save reality as we know it.
Bill, we spent our whole life trying to write the song that will unite the world. Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
Whoa!
And take it from ourselves. But isn't that stealing?
How is that stealing if we're stealing it from ourselves, dude?
Okay, so they go into the future and see various other versions of themselves, the us's as they're described. And again, they are transported in time through a magical phone booth. And this time, you not only meet the medieval princesses that they've each married, living next to each other in San Dimas, California, but they have two daughters, one each, who are like little miniature Bills and Teds, and that's actually very funny. The film doesn't have much of a plot, as you can understand from the summary, but it does have a good sub-story where they're trying to recruit a backup band, and they actually go into the past. They get a Mozart, they get a Louis Armstrong, and they get Jimi Hendrix. It's a pretty good band. And the music in the film is light and uplifting, and the special effects are okay. And for people who love Bill and Ted, the movie pays off. It is enjoyable, not inspiring, not brilliant, but it's obvious that Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves enjoy working together. 2.5 stars for the PG-13 rated Bill and Ted, which is streaming on Fandango and multiple other services right now. Another film that is streaming on Amazon is a remarkable film, and it caught me by surprise because I previously didn't know that much. I knew a little bit about an incident 103 years ago in 1917 in the middle of World War I in a little village, near a little village in Portugal called Fatima. There were three children tending sheep who actually saw a vision. And the vision changed the world. Listen.
Who are you?
I do come from heaven.
Who are you talking to?
What do you want from us?
I can see her now.
It is a sin. You're making lies of.
It's true, Mama. She was as real as you are.
Why would the Mother of God choose you? What's so special about you?
Okay, the three children saw visions of the Virgin Mary. And she came back to them six times, each time on October 13th. And they, of course, were disbelieved initially by their parents, initially by the local priest, the local Monsignor, the bishops, and they all condemned the children and tried to get them to take this away. And yet every one of the visions, and the film portrays it, the film portrays all of this with the oldest of the children, 70 years later, in 1989, talking to a professor, the older version of the lady who now is Saint Lucia. She's about to be canonized. The other two have been canonized already. They're talking, and she's recalling this. She's played by Sonia Braga, the great Brazilian actress, and Harvey Keitel plays a skeptical professor. The film, which is by written and directed by Marco Pontecorvo, is gorgeous to look at. It is spectacular. Pontecorvo's previously a cinematographer. And even the miracle of the sun, which was witnessed by tens of thousands of people, is done with restraint and delicacy. The film can actually inspire you. And whatever you feel about this visions at Fatima, it's a film worth seeing. 3.5 stars. It is rated PG-13 because this is at the middle of World War I, and there are some scenes of combat with the brother of one of the girls who is involved in combat. Yes, Portugal was in World War I. Final film that we have to review is a British import. It's supposed to be a dark comedy for people who love Eddie Izzard. He plays a bonkers nobleman of some kind who's living in the Highlands of Scotland and decides to treat four teenage losers who are going on an outing, a kind of Boy Scout-style outing, to win the Duke of Edinburgh Prize, right, which is hence the title, Get Duked. And he's actually trying to hunt them, mount them to the wall, and kill them because he wants to cull the herd. Listen.
Be careful. You don't want to get lost in the Highlands. There's danger everywhere.
You madman!
We have to stop them. You won't get away with this.
We always do.
Let's finish this.
Okay, I wish they had finished it earlier. The film is full of gore, and really, particularly one teacher is coughing up blood and has a mangled face and loses an eye. And I know it's supposed to be funny. It really isn't. The only thing that gives you a little bit of humor is one of the four teenage losers who are at the core of the film has ambitions as a hip-hop artist, and he uses the name DJ Beatroot. And there's a lot of double entendre and other things involving his name and his rapping. I can't imagine any reason in the world why anyone would want to see in this movie. It's rated R because there's an abundant use of lots of harsh language and surprising levels of gore for something that's supposed to be a silly, goofy teenage comedy. 1.5 stars for Get Duped. There are many, many better ways to invest your time in this pandemic. For instance, Fatima. Coming up, I have the opportunity to speak to an old friend who is a great American. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institution, a distinguished policy fellow. He wrote for President Reagan. He's very well known for Hoover's video series program, Uncommon Knowledge. Peter Robinson. And I can't think of a better person to speak to catch a balance in terms of what this Republican convention accomplished and failed to accomplish. We will be talking about that with Peter Robinson. If those of you who are calling and couldn't get through, may have a chance to join the conversation with Peter. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. The Michael Medved Show. All across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wishing everybody a peaceful, loving, calming, and positive weekend. Time to appreciate all the gifts that we've been given as Americans. One of the gifts that I've been given is the opportunity to be Peter Robinson's friend. Peter was a speechwriter to President Reagan. He is now a distinguished fellow, policy fellow at the Hoover Institution, where he writes about both business and politics. He is also the host of Hoover's distinguished video series called Uncommon Knowledge. Peter, great to speak to you. And
Michael, good to talk to you.
I assume you saw the president's acceptance speech last night.
I did.
Okay, let me set up my question to you by reading two contrasting comments, both from people who work for Rupert Murdoch, right? One from Fox News and one from the New York Post. Fox News, Doug Schoen says, President Trump delivered one of the best speeches of his political career Thursday night as he accepted the Republican National Convention nomination for a second term, boosting his chances for reelection. John Podhoretz over at the New York Post says, after a mostly brilliant 4 days that engaged the emotions and advanced a surprising and interesting case for his reelection, Donald Trump came out and laid an egg in what may have been the worst convention speech of my lifetime. They can't both be right.
John. No, they can't both be right. And Doug Schoen, don't forget that Doug Schoen's professional background is as a Democratic consultant. He's a political guy who has run Democratic campaigns. Was the speech over?
And favors Biden. And he wants Biden to win.
And favors Biden, exactly. So the speech was longer than I myself would have written. I would have condensed it a little bit. And the president, he's getting attacked again and again for being flat or lacking energy. Now, in my judgment, what the president was attempting to do last night was what all kinds of people have been clamoring for him to do for 4 years now, which is to appear presidential. Give a full-length address. Be presidential. Stick to the text. Don't give one of these one of the rally kinds of speeches. And he does just that, and people attack him for it. Was it a beautiful speech? In places, I thought there was some beauty, but it probably wasn't an elegant speech. Again, I thought it was a little long. None of those, and that's what John Podhoretz is grading on, I think. Also, of course, you'd have to judge by expectations. Trump can be more fun. He can be more engaging at rallies. That's not what he was doing last night. And the question about the question that matters in a political context, as you very well know, Michael, is not was it beautiful or was it elegant or did it live up to the expectations of the chattering class. The question is it effective? Did it convey the message? Is it going to move votes? And on those counts, I'm entirely with Doug Schoen. He laid out the record that a lot of people may not have been aware of, the full Biden record. Now, the burden on the president to lay out the record is there, in part because the press won't do it for the rest of us. So he laid out the record in some detail. And he made the case, well, let's put it this way. The choice, the American democracy that we feel as though we live in a moment of crisis, and in all kinds of ways that's true, but the fundamental mechanism of the democracy works. The Democrats had their convention, the Republicans had their convention, and after the speech last night, everybody in the country who's paying any attention at all understands the choice. There's one president, there's one candidate, and one party that stands for limited government, getting the economy moving again, restoration of some kind of fundamentals of law and order, and for the ordinary, I'd love to hear you. I'm yakking too much, Michael, because I want to hear your view on this. But that convention, the Republican convention, first of all, it's surprising that Republicans can pull off a show as well as they did. I feel you always think that the...
I thought they did better than the Democrats. I thought they did a great show.
Absolutely. And it was, and the meaning of that convention, I felt it was a kind of fanfare to the common man. The Democrats were Hollywood and Silicon Valley and university educated, other grad students, and the Republican convention was a lobsterman and the widow of a police chief who'd been killed in one of these horrible riots. It was just much more ordinary America. I thought the whole thing was tremendously powerful. But the point is, every American understands there's now a very sharp, very clear choice. So the whole...
Yes, and I believe, and it's something I've been talking about on the air, the Democrats made a perhaps fatal mistake, and it may cost them the election, it may cost them the U.S. Senate, at least I hope that it does, that when they didn't mention police, not once. They had all these people up there. They even had a firefighter. They didn't have a single police officer. Police officers were very, very visible for the Republicans. And right now, our police need some support from ordinary Americans. Here's my big reservation about the speech, Peter, and I want to get your response, is... that President Trump, there's no Republican platform. They have no platform other than we support the president and his America First agenda. And it seemed to me that this was an opportunity for him to say, look, in this second term, I'm going to do three big things. One, two, three. Yeah. Here they are. He didn't do that.
Yes. No, he didn't do that. I am hoping. I have friends in the White House, but you know, when it comes to campaign time, I don't try to butt in with advice because I know their cell phones are already loaded up with advice from outsiders. I am hoping that he gives two or three policy speeches. Policy sounds boring. Let's put it this way. Two or three campaign speeches in which he does exactly what you said, Michael, and lay out the agenda. He has a foreign policy agenda. He has foreign policy accomplishments during these past 4 years that the press seldom tells us about, but that there's a coherent foreign policy agenda, and to take credit for what he's done and to lay out the agenda for the next 4 years, that's important to do. But above all, just as you said, one, two, three, here's what's going to happen in this country. Here's what I'm going to do first, second, and third to get the economy. I think, I want to hear what you have to say about this. All kinds of this, of what we are now describing as the crisis of the present, all kinds of this arises from people being locked down, having lost their jobs, the storefronts being closed. I myself feel the huge question is, which of these guys is going to make my life better, get us out of this mess? I understand it was a plague. I'm not going to blame this person or that person. Who can get who sees a way out? And I believe...
No, that's exactly right. I agree with you completely.
That, right?
Right. One of the things that President Trump... One of the things President Trump could do is to pay off. He was talking 4 years ago about a big infrastructure program. How about a big infrastructure program of rebuilding these cities that have been devastated, like Kenosha, Wisconsin, like Portland, Oregon, like Seattle, like Chicago, big parts of Chicago, Minneapolis, restoring some of this damage at the same time that you're providing jobs and work for people in distressed communities? Wouldn't that be popular?
Michael, that is an absolutely brilliant idea, and it has the feature that Milton G. Friedman used to say was true of a genuine insight. The moment someone says it, it seems obvious. That's a brilliant idea. Yes, that's exactly what he should do. That would also demonstrate that would demonstrate a kind of outreach to people who live in cities, who the press is saying Trump is in the suburbs, in the countryside, he doesn't, which is a ridiculous thing to say for somebody who made his fortune building buildings on the island of Manhattan, but still. No, I think that's a terrific idea. A great idea.
Thank you. Well, again, it's natural,
Michael,
and I can tell you, living...
blows over. If your radio gig ever blows over, listen, you've got a career ahead of you in political campaign.
Well, thank you. Having done that in the past and escaped it, I'm very, very grateful to be here. Peter, your best guess as to the final outcome when all of the... are we going to have a contested election, God forbid?
This is why we all ought to be grateful to the founders for giving us a federalist system. We're not going to have to... If it were just going to be decided on a popular vote, we could be in all kinds of messes after the day after the election. But we've got 50 elections taking place. My guess is that the vote will be close enough to be contested, or let's put it this way, contentious, in no more than two or three states. Recounts ought to be able to be accomplished fairly quickly. It could be tense. It could be like the Florida standoff in 2000. But we got through that. That's the worst I would expect. This is one of those moments when one says, thank goodness for the Electoral College. It will contain the contentiousness to a couple of places, I hope.
I certainly share that hope. Peter Robinson, we have to speak more often, off the air too, but on the air especially. Peter Robinson is a senior policy fellow at the Hoover Institution of Stanford University, and you're surely familiar with his indispensable video series, Uncommon Knowledge. He is also a distinguished former speechwriter to one of the greatest presidents of my lifetime, Ronald Reagan. The best to you, Peter, for a wonderful weekend in this greatest nation.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.